Just a few years after the Lockheed Martin plant near Syracuse was targeted for closure, the plant has received its biggest contract ever. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, changing methods of warfare have paved the way for more production of a special kind of radar made in central New York.
American soldiers have been using the Q-53 radar in the field for the last 7 years, according to Rick Herodas, director of the Q-53 radar program at the Salina Lockheed Martin plant. It's a system developed in response to guerrilla warfare methods that provides a 360 or 90-degree picture of incoming enemy fire.
The folks who use the 53 on the battlefield love it. They recognize that the difference it provides from what they had before allows them to come home whole.
The U.S. Army awarded Lockheed Martin a $1.6 billion contract last week to produce 70 more of these radar units over the next 5 years. Lockheed Martin employees at four sites, including Syracuse and Owego, manufacture the system. Herodas doesn't have specifics on how this affects jobs. He notes there are 50 openings for engineers at the Salina plant right now, and those jobs, while not a direct result of the contract, will be affected by it. He admits there could be room to grow.
As the Army recognizes the potential in the system and wants to solve those other emerging threats, there'll be an extra place on the battlefield for additional 53s. So I think there's more in the future for the 53s than what's represented in this order.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.